Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
98 BXY.
Time for the vibe check on PXY Mornings. My name is Moose, that's Brazy, and we're just...
We're checking in! Oh, God. I'm losing
good
steam.
Vibes. Yeah,
it's Wednesday, you know what I mean?
Oh, God, I thought it was Monday.
I know.
585-252-9800, what's the vibe, you guys? Where the hell's everyone at?
Where is everybody? Where are our friends? Happy Wednesday from Nico and Steven. Hope you're having a good morning. Vibes are always up on a Wednesday for payday.
Choo-choo!
I can't believe they get paid in the middle of the week. I'm so jealous.
Is that every week?
I know. Guys, do you get paid bi-weekly or weekly? Let us know.
It's every Wednesday.
Hope you guys are having a wonderful day. Always love listening to you.
That's why they have so many cool clothes. Like, bought a new car.
Yeah, they like...
Constantly doing Pizza Thursday.
They literally came in here and won a gift card. Little did we know, they're absolutely rich. They were like, we don't need this gift card.
They took the gift card, went into the bathroom, and used it as toilet paper.
I'm like, wait, can I have that? So we love you guys. So weekly or bi-weekly, let us know. Lindsay is here. Said you guys are absolute crackheads. Okay. Where's the lie? Nora's here. Said I'm in my good vibes because I got myself a little Dunkin' treat this morning.
Oh, come on. Nora, come through. Come through. Yeah. I need something. I feel terrible today.
No, fully.
I need a little something.
And then we also have Isabella here.
What's up, Izzy?
Who says, good morning. Still looking for a Valentine. Moose, are you available?
Good morning. First time listening to the show and last.
Oh, yeah. So are you? Are you booked?
No, I'm totally booked up. I'm so sorry.
Thank you so much, I actually have four Valentine's Days in rotations. So.
I mean, I'd be lying if I said I wasn't flattered. Just, I'm told so booked. Thank you so much.
So booked. Good morning.
By the way, I got to ask you this real quick.
What?
Speaking of Valentine's Day,
yeah.
Do you get your mom something?
No, my mom gets me something, though.
But does she ask if she could be your Valentine?
No, never, not once. I don't know what's going on at your household, but that's not my reality. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Good morning. I'm just here to say that Moose should absolutely get a dog, and I'm blocking this texter.
I want to get a dog.
This person says, I passed my clinical social work exam, and now I'm getting a promotion at work.
For
amazing.
Real? Oh, we got a... Hey, who's this person? Who's this person?
No name.
All right, well, congratulations. That's what happens when you hustle.
Yep. Lily's here. She said vibes are good because I'm getting my hair done and hanging out with my friends and boyfriend tonight. And then this person said my vibes are high because Nora checked in. What is happening?
Nice.
You guys are really active this morning.
How much money do you pay on extensions? Hopefully not too much. You don't want your boyfriend pulling him out tonight. Nice.
Nice. He was nice at his own joke. Love it. No, I love it. What about you, vibes? I mean, I probably shouldn't ask because you sound like crap, so.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
I feel like
when we're tired and sick, that's when we have the best shows, which shouldn't be that way, but it is what it is.
I don't know. I mean, I was fine yesterday, and then I woke up this morning.
You sound like you got hit by a Mack truck.
Well, you know you could feel it when you start, like the night before, I was starting to feel like, oh no, I feel like the chills are coming on a little bit. I got that thing in my throat that doesn't feel great.
Yeah.
So I'm popping zinc and taking some vitamins.
Oh, you're going to say something different. Popping Xannies.
Popping Xannies. So the goal this morning, which was incredibly painful to get up at that alarm, was like, just get through it. You just got to get through it. If you could get through it today, you could probably get through it tomorrow.
Okay. Well,
I don't know what's happening. He's delusional. No, the meds are kicking in. When the meds kick in, Mitchell, we don't know.
Vibes.
Are you asking me?
Yeah.
He just goes, vibes. Vibes are good. Listen, you guys, it's been a rough couple of days. I've been absolutely miserable asking for just prayers and thoughts and all the things.
You had a rough Monday.
And I don't know. I mean, like, listen, I don't want to talk badly about our ex-coworkers at all, but
okay.
Terry Clifford from down the hall 3 years ago or whenever she retired is like trolling me on Facebook. I'm like, what?
I don't know why.
Is this what retirement is?
Yeah, she's been doing that to me since 2009.
Like, we posted the hubcap thing, and, you know, I explained my side of the story, and she's like, oh, bless your soul, which is just absolutely F you down in the South. Bless your soul, or bless your heart, Breezy. You've been missing hubcaps for years. Your fender's hanging off, and you park wherever you damn well please. I'm like, Terry, get off Facebook.
Thanks for your condolences.
But no, I think today we're going to take a step in the right direction. Today's going to be a better day than Monday and Tuesday, okay?
Yeah.
Today, vibes are going to be super high. Panda me at 9 o'clock, screaming on the air. And yeah, it's going to be a good one. I can feel it in my bones. So, very excited. You know what has me in my good vibes today? You farting in the studio. Right.
Okay, what?
Amy Schumer's new movie, Kinda Pregnant, is coming out on Netflix today, and I can't wait to watch that.
It's the release date. This is a fun, family-filled comedy.
Right.
The whole family can watch this, you guys.
Except, I'm not going to be negative. Nope, I'm not going to be negative. Except for the fact that they sent every woman in Odyssey to go interview Amy Schumer for the premiere, and I wasn't chose.
All right, we don't talk about that.
That's fine.
Let's move on.
All right.
Guys, thanks for the good vibes this morning. We appreciate that. Coming up for the big story of the day, we're going to tell you what you shouldn't do as a bus driver, okay? There are some things that you can get away with, like driving a bus and dropping the kids off. And there's some things you can't get away with, like just having a weapon.
God. He goes, forgot to leave my loaded gun at home.
Alrighty, that's coming up next on PXY Mornings. Happy Wednesday.
Got something to say? Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
I bet some of you wish you could be forever young. That ship sailed.
See ya.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy, a school bus driver in Ontario County, allegedly bought a gun at the Geneva Walmart, then walked outside, got onto the school bus he drove there with, and then put it under his seat where it sat as he later drove with students on board.
Right.
I don't understand. You know, it's crazy how many people who are actually brain dead have a job. That's us. New York State Police received a complaint. This was Monday that David Ferry, 57 of Naples, purchased a .22 caliber rifle at the Walmart before driving away on a Naples Central School District bus. And then deputies...
Why was he in Geneva?
I don't know what he's
so
doing.
So random.
Deputies from the Ontario County Sheriff's Office found the bus on State Route 247 in Gorham. They pulled it over while the guy had 12 students on board.
Have you ever been pulled over on a school bus before? That's crazy.
The sheriff said, our big thing is kudos to somebody who saw it and actually called it in. Excellent job by the state police by getting to Walmart in a quick fashion and verifying that this was a legitimate complaint in a progress call. And the deputies that were on patrol looking out did a wonderful job. Okay, so here's the deal, you guys. We know there are certain counties and areas that are hard up for bus drivers. However, if you decide to drive a bus, You cannot have a gun loaded or not loaded under the seat
no
while
guns.
You drive no students around. This is obviously not common sense. It needs to be said. There are no guns allowed on a school bus.
Okay, so what I'm kind of tripping out about is that anyone can just walk into Walmart and buy a gun.
That's been going on for a long time.
You don't need, like, paperwork or anything? Like, I could go buy a gun?
All right, so the sheriff said whoever called in the report did the right thing. It takes somebody paying attention to somebody who just bought a gun, loaded it, and then brought it into a school bus. I guess it was loaded. Oh, my God. What?
585-252-9800. Can anyone go buy a gun at Walmart? Or do you need permits? I was under the impression that you needed paperwork. So that's even a step further. He brings all of his paperwork. He's like, I'm a bus driver. Here's my paperwork. What?
Yeah, I parked my bus outside.
It's actually around back, so.
And hurry it up back there, because I got kids I need to pick up.
No, literally, like, what was the plan?
I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, I think anybody, I've never heard anybody not being able to go into the Walmart and not be able to purchase a gun. I don't know what kind. I mean, this guy bought a 22 caliber rifle, tucked it right under his seat, and then drove kids around.
Literally insane.
Okay. All right, more on that story to come. As a mother, how do I talk my son out of participating in the school talent show? Carrie says her autistic son was talked into singing. And considering how bad he is, she says, I just want to protect him from embarrassment. Would I be a terrible mom for coming up with a way to talk him out of it? Give us a call now, 585-252-9800, to tell us what you guys think. We're going to get to Carrie's message she sent us coming up next for Parental Confidential on PXY.
98 PXY.
What a bombshell of a message. As a mother, how do I talk to my son and convince him not to participate in this school talent show?
Okay. Oh, dear.
Well, Carrie wrote us, and I got to tell you, it's a pretty good message. Hi, Moose and Breezy. I love listening to you guys in the morning, and I thought I would write in for Parental Confidential. So my dilemma currently is trying to explain my situation without feeling like a horrible mom. My autistic 13-year-old son has been talked into participating in the school talent show by his peers, which is great. However, he's supposed to sing. He's not a singer. He's tone deaf and has been talked into singing this song on stage. When he sings, it's just really, really bad. I do want to be supportive. I want to encourage him to try new things, but I'm afraid he's going to be seriously embarrassed by everyone if he sings in this talent show. I don't quite know how to convince him not to go through with it without sounding like a terrible parent. I just don't want him laughed at on stage. Does anyone have any advice? Please help. Thanks. This is my own two cents, but you can't protect your kid forever because you think the world is going to be cruel or unkind to him. He's going to have plenty of time for that. Right. I think this is his chance to shine. And if he's confident enough to go on stage in front of his peers, just let him do it.
I agree with that.
Don't take that. Don't take that away from him.
Yeah. And also, like, here's the situation. I just feel like at least the school that I went to and communities and things of that nature, they always rally behind anybody who shows the confidence and the willingness to get up there, disability or not.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So
let him do it.
I think you're looking into it too deeply. And I think that, yeah, I'm sure there will be a couple people that are mean and rude and pointing and laughing or behind his back or whatever the case may be. But for the majority, I really do feel like it would be a positive experience, not only for him, but for the school as well.
What do you guys think? 585-252-9800. You can call us or text us. It's Parental Confidential on PXY. And Tina is saying, just let him go. He's not going to be hurting anyone. He's having fun. I think you convincing him to not do it is going to backfire on you. This is his one shot to shine. Well, I don't know if it's his one shot. I mean, but yeah, it's an opportunity to shine. Sure. I don't think, has anyone ever been to a third grade, fourth grade talent show?
Right.
There is no talent involved in whatsoever.
Not like he's like performing in the High School Musical. Like, you know what I mean?
What did you do for your talent show?
We didn't have a talent show.
Are you serious?
No.
Okay.
Or maybe we did and I didn't do it. I don't know.
I was going to ask you what your talent was. I played the spoons on stage.
Oh, that doesn't surprise me whatsoever. It's pretty on brand for you.
I
got a ticket. Did you get a cop out too?
I had two spoons and I'd hit them on my knee.
What? Remember like 5 minutes ago when you're like, I can't believe people who are brain dead have jobs.
Yeah, it's
literally
right.
Us.
Chris says there's not going to be any talent at this talent show. It's really just a creativity fest. I wouldn't sweat it. Let your kid do the talent show. Another person. Let's go over to our friend Joe here. What's up, Moose and Breezy? Good morning. Tell this mom to let her son do the show. I think it's great you want to try new things, but how about we wait? No, he's saying don't do it. Oh, God. I read that wrong. Tell your son, hey, I think it's great you want to try new things, but how about we wait until you improve your singing? Sometimes it can get scary being on stage in front of all those people, so let's practice more before you decide to do that.
Okay, this person weighing in, great, great, great idea. Be supportive and encourage him to perform. I work at Cobblestone Arts Center in Farmington, and we base our program on arts. I see people every day with autism perform, and they absolutely shine. Do not take that away from him, especially if it's something he enjoys. Our mission is to help those with disabilities through arts, and their art in and there is art in every heart. Please, 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 do not keep him from doing this. He has every right to participate, just like any other child would.
Yeah, and Carrie, I know you're listening right now because we spoke about what time we're doing this, and a lot of people weighing in right now are saying, hey, don't take this away from him. Hey, you never know. He may resent you. Hey, good morning, guys. I absolutely hear where this mom is coming from. You are wanting to protect him, but your child will have lots of opportunities out in the world to hear criticism on all their imperfections. They do not need to hear it from their own parent. You are supposed to be their safe place to land. My vote is to absolutely let your son participate in the talent show. Lauren says, not sure if this mom has ever been to an elementary talent show before, but like Moose said, the word talent shouldn't even be involved in the title. Let your kid participate if that's what he wants. At the end of the day, it's just for fun.
Yeah, this person says, talent shows are supposed to be for fun. Let him do it. I'm sure he won't be the only one that will have mishaps on stage.
There is actually a lot of talent when it comes to playing the spoons. It's not easy.
Whatever you have to tell yourself to stop the tears.
I thought I crushed it.
I'm sure you did. I'm sure there's video of it as well. Dad, record it.
Yeah. I'll leave it with
record
this.
Record it for my YouTube channel.
Hey, good morning. If you want your kids to stop quitting things they aren't good at, maybe don't encourage them to quit things they're excited about.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Well said. Carrie, I think we're all in agreement here. Let me get my gavel. You got to let your kid participate in the show. What's the worst that could happen? It's a talent show. He's young. Let him do it. Whether he's autistic or not, it shouldn't matter. All right. Thanks, guys, for the messages on this one. Hey, if you have a kid that's dying to shine, let him do it.
And let that little light shine.
Yeah, don't burn their candle.
Period.
What's the saying? Don't blow my... Nope. Whatever.
98PXY.
How many of you are in a relationship with someone who wants nothing to do with Valentine's Day?
That's so tough.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. It is the day of love, but not everyone is going to get shot with Cupid's arrow. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, listen, it's tough because you can either be super into it, super not, or just not care. And if you're with somebody who's not into it and you are, that can cause some problems, I feel.
Right. And we asked this question going into break before we went into commercials. We asked the same question. The phones lit up, but there was one person on the line who really stood out to us. And that person's name was Steven. We were not expecting a guy to call in for this segment, but he sounded like a real hopeless romantic. You know what I mean? And
I think
the world needs more men who are in touch with their feelings. Hi, good morning, Steven.
Hey, guys. So I heard what you were talking about, and with with regards to that, I know one person who wants nothing to do with Valentine's Day.
Oh, please share. Okay. Please share with us, Steven.
Are we live right now?
God, I hope so.
No.
Yeah, I mean, I heard what you guys were talking about, and I decided I had to call in because I've been dating my girlfriend for 5 months, and I made all these like plans for Valentine's Day, you know, and she told me on Monday that she hopes I didn't make plans because she hates Valentine's Day. So, I mean, that was kind of like disappointing to hear because I've looking forward.
How many times in your life, Steven, have you heard a woman tell you that they hate Valentine's Day?
Yeah, what?
Yeah, I don't feel like I've heard that much because it's like all about them.
Right.
So what are the plans you made?
So, you know, I made plans to have drinks at my house before dinner. Uh-huh. And then I made reservations at Artisan Works, which is like, I don't know if you guys know it. It's like this dinner and dancing event.
I don't know anything about it. What are they? So what is it? You just go to dinner and then they have a DJ after? Or is it slow dancing?
Yeah. She loves dancing and like, I'm going to get her flowers. And when I told her I had like all this planned, she was like, no, you better not. I don't want to do anything on Valentine's Day. And it's always been a tradition that I spend it with Dylan. And
who the hell's like, Dylan?
So Dylan is her best friend from college, and they've like always been single on Valentine's Day, so they just always spend it together. But you know, she's not single anymore. Right. But yeah, I mean, so I just feel like an idiot because like I already spent this money to like, you know, it's Valentine's Day. They always have to like, you know, you have to like prepay.
Wait, and, have you met Dylan? Let's go back.
I mean, I met him one time, but we didn't really have a conversation.
Okay.
Okay, so she's choosing to opt out with celebrating Valentine's Day with you so she could spend it with this guy named Dylan, who she's always spent it with because she's known him since college. Am I getting this right? Is that right?
Yeah, okay. And in fairness, because they've both always been single on Valentine's Day.
Okay, but they're not now. So yeah, but,
okay, right. So what was your response to that? I'm sure you didn't just brush it off, Steven.
I was like, no, yeah. I was like, I mean, I was like, I get that he's your friend, but I mean, you're not single anymore, so why not celebrate this like holiday about love?
Right.
You guys have been dating how long? 5 months,
about
you
five
said.
Months.
Okay, 5 months, you said. And so she knows that you guys are committed. You guys are committed. You're together. Or is it more of, has this been more of a casual thing?
Well, I mean, you know, I don't know.
That sounds super promising, Steven. What, so?
No. I mean, we like, you know, we've had some conversations, but not like.
Do you do everything a couple would do? Like, have you discussed?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So in your mind, you guys are together.
Yes.
Do you fear that with this response about the Valentine's Day extravaganza, she doesn't feel that way?
No, I mean, I that's not crossed my mind. I mean, I do so much for her. You know, I'm always there for her. Like, I kind of plan everything around her. So, yeah.
Doesn't really sound like she's super there for you, but all right.
Yeah, I would find some more, not to scare you, but I'd dig a little deeper and get some more info on who this Dylan guy is. But anyway, so now what's the plan?
Well, I'm just kind of confused, like if I should cancel all the plans I made because I already spent the money or if I should just go by myself.
Do you have a nice friend from college named Danielle that you can take? Like, I don't.
Yeah, Steven, honestly, you've spent the money. Go to Artisan Works, man. Dinner and dancing. Maybe you'll meet somebody single there. If your girl doesn't want to join you, then
that's, you know, on her.
That's on her, man. It sounds like you really went through a lot of trouble to plan all this.
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
What is your gut telling you? You got a bad feeling about this? Be honest.
I mean, now I do. I didn't before.
Thanks. Aren't you glad you called in? Let's brainstorm here and figure out what we can do. I would sit down and have a conversation with her because it really does seem like this is important to you, is it not? Am I just shooting in the dark here?
No, it is important. It is important.
Because, it is important.
Yeah.
Yeah, if this wasn't important to you, dude, you wouldn't have. I mean, how much are these tickets at Artisan Works? Like 80-something bucks?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, you
blew 160, so what's happening here?
I know.
I'm confused, and I want you to have the best outcome. Listen, don't shoot the messenger. I'm just spitballing here. Invite Dylan, you know, three-way.
Invite Dylan.
I wouldn't do that.
Have a throuple?
yeah. I mean, if she can't leave his side on V-Day, invite Dylan.
Is this the first time she's ever canceled on you to hang out with this guy?
No, she's done it in the past.
Right.
Well, I don't know what to tell you, Steven.
I don't either. This is...
I do have good news, though. We do have a girl by the name of Lindsay that's texting in. Was like, I'm more than happy to go to celebrate Valentine's Day with Steven. She goes, I got no plans. You want to ask her what she looks like?
Yes.
Text us back. What do you look like?
What's the vibe?
What are your numbers?
What's your digits? Oh, my goodness.
Steven, if it doesn't work out with this girl, continue to do you. Go ahead. Take yourself out on dates, whether it's doing it alone on Valentine's Day. Hell, I would never do that. But if that's what you got
to
do,
you do what
on
you
Friday
need to
night,
do.
Next Friday night, then do it, man. But I would find some more info about this Dylan guy and who he is. I've seen this movie, buddy. It doesn't end well.
It doesn't. Or you can just fully lean into it and just launch the throuple. Hard launch on V-Day.
Oh, thanks, guys.
All right, man. Good luck. Hey,
thanks for nothing.
Keep us posted, okay, will ya?
All right, I will.
All right, let us know what's going on with Dylan. Thanks, man. Have a good day.
You too.
Ooh. Woof.
That's rough. Well, these things happen. You know, it just crossed my mind. We probably should have asked if Dylan was gay.
Yeah, that probably would have been really helpful information.
There are some ladies texting in, though, that are more than happy to be Steven's Valentine's Day date. He's got to figure out what's going on with that late his special lady friend.
Yeah.
Let's go over to this text message that says, OMG, I'll take this guy over my boyfriend who literally told me we cannot celebrate Valentine's Day until the end of March when he has more time.
What?
It's got to be at the end of March.
What is literally happening?
Hi, good morning, Moose and
Breezy.
Let's
do a St. Patrick's Day, Valentine's Day combo.
That does sound nice. Hi, guys. I've been with my husband for 6 years. Never once has he gotten me flowers or cards. Steven sounds like a sweet guy. And it's only because my husband says it's a commercial holiday, and I've just accepted that. We've been together for 10 years, married for 4. He doesn't do it. Scar. Got to go to Artisan Works.
That just sounds miserable. Just sounds miserable.
Some people just don't want to do it, man.
Okay, but like,
I mean,
some people
then
don't like their birthdays, but like, you still have to celebrate your girlfriend's birthday. You know what I mean? Like, some people don't like birthdays, but you still have to do it.
It's just one of those holidays where people are either in or they're out.
This person says, good morning, my boyfriend of 7 years. hasn't planned anything yet. So.
Okay.
Great. Who says romance is dead? Am I right?
Right? We got to figure out who the hell this Dylan guy is. I'm excited.
Holy. So I'm hitting the panic button. USPS temporarily has suspended accepting packages from China and Hong Kong. The U.S. Postal Service announced yesterday on Tuesday night that it has temporarily suspended accepting any packages sent from China or Hong Kong until further notice. The suspension is effective immediately, and USPS said that letters and flats are not included in the suspension, only packages. The Postal Service did not provide a reason for the suspension or how long it expects to last, but it does have something to do with President Trump's new 10% tariff on Chinese goods, which is not great. And China said that they, starting next Monday, they would implement a 15% tariff on coal, natural gas products, along with a 10% tariff on crude oil, agricultural machinery, large engine cars imported from the U.S. So this is really tough. Kiss your Shein and Temu orders goodbye.
For now.
Yes. I mean,
there are some people that are absolutely in a panic. And then there's some people that are just like, let's give it 30 days and see what happens.
Do you know how many things we get from China?
Majority of them.
Literally everything. So U.S. officials pointed out the growth in, like I said, the Shein and the Temu of it all, which if you remember last year, since we are right around the Super Bowl time,
yeah,
Temu was literally the biggest sponsor of the Super Bowl.
They were
the most American thing you could possibly be. So please make it make sense. China slammed the U.S.'s move and said it's an unreasonable suspension. And President Trump plans to speak with the Chinese president in the upcoming days. So cross your fingers and your toes. But until then, you will not be getting that gift that you ordered for your loved one that came from China for Valentine's Day. Sorry.
So, yeah, you can stop ordering off the TikTok shop now.
Yeah.
Probably not going to get it. Do you remember who was in Super Bowl 58 last year?
The Chiefs.
Against who? You watched
it. Was it the 49ers?
That's correct, Breezy. It was.
You know me, huge football girl.
You have the big football energy over here.
Yes.
You know,
they didn't stand a chance. Sorry, Brock Purdy.
It's interesting you bring this up because it makes you wonder. You have certain people that are usually, you know, kind of go with the flow and people panic at the news. And then you have the other people who are very much overly prepared all the time.
And that's been popping up on my TikTok. It's getting to the point where, like, I wish I was one of the people that deleted TikTok and couldn't get it back, because it's it's very much a fear-mongering thing for me. So I want to talk about, because I know you, and I know you're very type A, but does that mean you're prepared? Like, I know you have your things in order, but are you prepared if something were to happen, just in general, just in life?
I mean, I'm prepared to party.
Right. We do know that.
Am I prepared for a disaster?
I mean, couldn't be you.
I don't want to scare anyone, but I like to think that I am.
I don't know if you are. I really don't. But we will talk about that, because I'm curious to know just how far, not just you, but anyone is prepared for any situation in life.
It's Peak Swipe Mornings with Moose and Breezy. High of, I don't know, like negative 18. Who cares? Breezy lost a hubcap on Monday, and then yesterday she convinced herself that the world is coming to an end.
Guys, it's really dark. So, it's really dark in here.
So she went to Aldi's, purchased 2 cans of soup to add to her end-of-the-world survivor kit. It's been a tough week.
It's really been a hard one. It's scary inside my brain, truly.
Obviously, with the tariffs that were set into place by President Trump, people are feeling very uneasy of what the future looks like.
Yeah.
Now, some people tend to panic more than others when watching the news. And then you have certain people who are constantly prepared. I mean, it doesn't matter if you go for a leisurely hike on a Sunday afternoon through Cobbs Hill. More than likely, they're bringing a generator with them.
No.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, and like, it just makes me wonder, because I keep seeing all these things on TikTok, and it's the fear-mongering purchases that they're trying to hook you in with. It's like the world is ending and you need this solar charger power lamp because you're not going to have access to water. And I'm like, what? But it's just like crazy, right? So it makes me think, and I want to ask you this morning, and anybody else listening, 585-252-9800. You are the most type A person I know. You are very much everything's in order, everything has a place, everything is, you know, planned and ready to go.
Sure.
And it makes me wonder, when you were living in LA, were you ever prepared for natural disaster? I mean, we just saw the wildfires in LA. We know that earthquakes hit LA all the time, and that can leave people and residents of that area pretty shaken up of lack of water, lack of resources, lack of energy, power, whatever the case may be. And I wanted to know, were you like a doomsday prepper? Not so much a doomsday prepper, but like, if something were to happen, did you have a couple weeks of supplies ready to go?
Well, it's funny enough you say that. I had a friend who moved there the same time I did. We both worked at the same production company, and we both experienced our first earthquake together.
Okay.
Well, that was enough to put her over the edge. So she put together a list of everything somebody needed to have to prepare for a disaster. And she goes, you need to make sure every single thing on this list is ready to go and stored away for when you need it the most. I'm like, all right. And she was totally prepared. But on my list, oh man, what did I have?
Cheetos.
No, I had 6 bottles of Dasani and just a rope. That was it. That was my survivor kit. I had 6 bottles of water and some rope, which I didn't even know what I was going to do with the rope. But
right.
That's, you would have thought I would have been more prepared, but I never was worried. What's shocking enough,
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I am pretty type A. But I'm never like, you know, it's different for me. I don't know. Sometimes I'm not prepared. Like the Bills game I went to, the playoff game the other week, I didn't even bring gloves. It was like 2 degrees outside.
Bro.
You know what I'm saying? People are like, dude, where's your gloves?
Your phalanges like, are just like freezing off. Like,
I don't have them. There are some things that I'm really concerned about and very type A with. And then there's others where I'm like, I fly by the seat of my pants.
I think that's so funny because my girlfriend is the exact same way. I'm just like kind of throw caution to the wind to everything in my life mostly. But I think it's so funny because I don't understand how you can really sit there and be both. Because how can you sit there and be like, this needs to be planned and this needs to work out and this and this and this and this. And then we're like, hey, a storm's coming. You should probably bring gloves. You're like, nah, I'll be fine.
That's what it, you know, it's just,
can't
that's
even
what it
wrap
is.
My head around
Here's
it.
Some of the things you guys would absolutely need. Okay. If let's say there was a disaster or
something were to happen.
Wegmans runs out of food. It's like water, food. Non-perishable food items, though, you guys. We're not talking about chicken breast. We're talking canned goods, energy bars, freeze-dried meals, first aid kits. That's the essential. You need a light source, a very good, reliable flashlight. You can find those on the TikTok shop. You're not going to get it in time, though. Shelter. Some of you are going out of your way to buy storage containers to dig a hole in your backyard in Hilton and Spencerport in Ogden and shove these storage container units underground. You want to talk about being overly prepared?
That's insane. People I know someone like that. I know someone like that.
And you know what? I'm telling you right now, God forbid there is a disaster and you know that person who has that shelter.
There you go.
They're not going to let you in.
No, not at all. You ever watch Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt? They were like mole people. They went underneath the ground and they had the whole thing, the whole setup.
What was that Michael Shannon movie where he was waiting for the world to end? His family thought he was crazy. Guys, what's the name of that movie? It stars Michael Shannon. He puts a storage container in his backyard. Great film. But everybody thought he was just a psychopath. Turns out his intuition was spot on.
Let's see. Take Shelter.
Take Shelter. That's the name of it. Great movie.
Can I do that one next week?
Nope.
Cool.
We're going to do a Valentine's Day movie.
That is true.
And don't forget basic hygiene, you guys. Soap, toothbrush, toothpaste.
With the water bottles. Yeah, the things that my... Honestly, I said this to Moose off air. I kind of wish that I was rage deleting TikTok when it was banned because... me not having it would probably do wonders for my psyche because the things that are popping up on my algorithm are truly terrifying. They're like, you need this solar
this is getting
panel charger and you need this filter that you can put your pee in and then you can drink it because it turns into water. I'm like, what
That's
is going on here? What is happening?
Tina goes, guys, you're forgetting toilet paper. What about toilet paper? Dude wipes would probably be a better choice, but sure. When I was speaking of LA, there was homeless people more prepared than I was in LA. You should have saw some of these encampments. I'm not kidding you. They built them right in the middle of the medium. This one person, 6 months they worked on this tent. I don't even know what you'd call it. It was nicer than my place. Then they're out of their mind on drugs.
Right.
So I'm like, this guy's an engineer.
He's a creative.
He put solar panels on the roof of this tent.
That's insane.
I swear to you. There was solar panels, a picket fence that went around the I don't know where he found turf, but he laid out turf. There was a peephole in the tent door. He actually put numbers. Like, the guy had a zip code for actually living there. It was a house number. And the cops came by and they knocked on the tent. And I witnessed this happen. And they said, sir, they opened the tent. There was a flat screen TV with power playing in the tent.
Because of the solar panels.
I don't know where it was plugged into. It was in the middle of the road. And they told the guy, I thought they were like, we got to take all this down. This is in the middle of COVID.
Right.
And they looked at the guy and was like, hey, some of your tent is hanging off the curb. You have to move it up. Otherwise, we're going to have to ask you to take it down.
Wow.
I'm like, this is wild to me.
It's funny that you mentioned COVID because I take comfort in knowing that, like, we survived probably, hopefully, fingers crossed, the closest thing to the end of the world that we as a country or we as a nation or we as a world will ever go through, which was COVID, because we didn't know what was to come. You know what I mean? So I take comfort in knowing we survived that. I take comfort in knowing we survived the TikTok shutdown. I take comfort in knowing all these things.
We survived the TikTok shutdown? What was there to survive?
No, an app went away for 12 hours. I'm just saying, like, that all worked itself out. Like, everyone was freaking out. It all worked itself out within 12 hours. Like, I just take comfort in knowing that. This person says, sourdough bread. I understand why everyone was making it during COVID. It's bread that you can make with just flour and water and kneading.
It's the best tasting bread, and it's the healthiest for you.
And there you go.
Take a piece of sourdough toast any day of the week.
And there you have it.
Oh, by the way, that tent, it ended up exploding. The guy was making meth in it. So, welcome to Hollywood.
98 PXY.
PXY mornings, Moose, Breezy. Sorry about that.
Moose was in the bathroom.
Yeah, right. So, here's the deal, guys. These are some things you should not be doing on a school bus. A school bus driver in Ontario County allegedly bought a gun at the Geneva Walmart, put it under his seat on the bus, left it there as he later drove students on board with it under his seat. I'm so confused by this. I really am. And it's interesting because he saw nothing wrong with this. New York State Police received a complaint Monday that David Ferry, 57 of Naples, purchased a .22 caliber rifle at the store before driving away on a Naples Central School District bus. And then deputies from the Ontario County Sheriff's Office found the bus on State Route 247 in Gorham and pulled it over while Ferry had 12 students on board.
So I'm getting some texts about this. And again, these are all just text messages coming in. But it's just basically what they're saying was, he didn't want to make two trips, so he just did it all in one full shot. He had no intentions of ever using the gun.
That's not the point. You can't have a loaded gun under your seat.
Correct.
On the school bus. That's not the point.
Correct.
Our big thing is, this is coming in from the sheriff. Our big thing is kudos to somebody who saw it and called it in. Excellent job by the state police by getting to Walmart in a quick fashion and verifying that this was a legitimate complaint in progress. And the deputies that were on patrol looking out, fantastic job. So, I mean, here's the deal. We said this earlier. We know that there are certain counties and areas that are hard up for bus drivers. However, if you decide to drive a bus, you can't have a loaded gun under your seat while you drive students around.
Right.
This is obviously not common sense for some people. It needs to be said. There are no guns allowed on a school bus.
Correct.
How brain dead can someone be? So, can't wait to hear what happens with that story. Coming up, I may do something I promised myself I would never, ever, ever do.
Why are you doing this?
Just lonely.
You go, my plant Tina's not doing the job anymore.
First person to talk me out of this, of course, is our friend Breezy, who I'm sure has a laundry list of why I shouldn't do what I'm potentially going to do in the next coming weeks. What is it? I'll tell you about it coming up next on PXY Mornings. Something I never thought I would do, I actually might just go out and do it. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
No. Absolutely not. I won't allow it. Thanks, though. Mommy, thank you so much.
Okay. Mommy, chill. So basically, I was thinking about getting a dog, you guys.
No.
And yesterday was one of those days. I was in a mood. It sucked outside. It's been so cold. I come home to an empty apartment like I typically do. And all of a sudden, I'm just sitting there in my kitchen and I'm contemplating to myself. I'm like, you know what? It'd be nice if something ran up to me when I got home. Anything. My plant Tina can't do that. She's been barely hanging on since last year.
All the more reason for you to not get a dog, because you probably forgot to feed her.
Who?
You!
Feed who?
Tina!
No, Tina gets fed. And, you know, she just gets sometimes, you know, she's not a huge fan of the winters. But neither are we, you know.
She's slowly dying in the corner.
And it's like, you know, I see a lot, most of my friends, a majority of my friends, they all have a dog. I'm like, oh, this would be a perfect opportunity for a play date. A dog makes a great wingman, too, right? Walking up and down Park Avenue.
Trying to get the biddies.
I love that you called them biddies.
I love that because I know somebody who I'm pretty sure only got a dog so they can hit on women. I'm like, okay.
Well, that's not why I'm getting a dog. I'm getting a dog for companionship.
Right,
and
right.
By the way, guys, if you got a dog, like for somebody, I never had a dog in my life. I didn't grow up with one. We weren't allowed to have one as a kid. I had a pet rabbit named Snickers for 13 years. And when that rabbit, my mom had to go put him down, I was devastated for like 8 hours. So I can't imagine how I would feel with a dog. That's got to be tough. But everything dies. So I guess my question is, for somebody who's never had a dog, what type of dog would I get? Because it can't be a big dog.
So,
and how much money are they, depending on what you get? I'm kind of thinking the Ferrari of dogs, maybe going with like a...
He can't even name a dog if there was a gun to his head right now.
A Frenchie. I think they're like $2,500. I can swing it. I'd like a Frenchie.
No, you don't. No, you don't. This is very impulsive. This is not financially, mentally, physically responsible whatsoever. And I'm going to tell you exactly why you are not getting a dog.
Before you do that, I will say the one thing that concerns me is if something happens with the dog and they get sick. I know people that bring their dog to the vet. My God, they will take you for everything you got.
Doesn't matter. They don't care if you don't have a pot to piss in. You owe me $1,300.
Oh, that's the tough part, you know? And they're like, well, it's my child. I'd do anything for them. I'm like, well, I need a healthy dog then. I need a really healthy dog. The thing with my apartment, though, is that when the dog has to go out, I constantly have to go down two floors, bring it outside across the street, come back in. I see how that could be a pain in the ass, but I would love for a dog to just...
So you know that French bulldogs have a ton of health issues, no?
Well, it's not a French bulldog. It's a Frenchie.
That's a French bulldog.
Oh, it's the same thing. Oh. I don't know. What the hell do I know? I don't know.
They call French bulldogs Frenchies. I'm crying. No, I'm absolutely, I'm in tears. So I just Googled French bulldog health issues and 16 options came up for what they experience. Hip dysplasia, allergies. Their noses are so scrunched up so they can't breathe.
They do snore. I think it's cute. They do snore.
Okay. You won't think it's cute when you have to wake up. Whatever. I go on with my list, please?
My friend has a Frenchie. She put the Gucci collar around its neck. Oh, it's so baller.
Not you getting a dog for a fashion accessory. Okay, Paris Hilton, that's hot. You and your Frenchie just walking up and down.
We would be the best companions. Listen, 2025 is a year of experiences. And I promised myself this year I would get out of my comfort zone. I would do things that normally I wouldn't do. It's all about experiences and doing things that I've never, you know, done before.
Only thing that you will be experiencing if you buy a dog is hanging out with said dog. You're not going on trips. Kiss Europe goodbye. You're not going anywhere. Oh. You're not doing anything.
I know plenty of, I have plenty of friends who would gladly take my dog and watch it for a week or two. Nope, no problem.
Leaves to go to Europe, doesn't come back. Can't stand me or his dog. Okay, first things first, you are literally never home. On the weekend, specifically. Kiss your Saturday nights goodbye. You at Tin Cup with Connor and Tim and all the bros. Woo! No, that's not going to be you. Cut it. No more. No more of that.
Wait a second. Can I combat that? I think the reason why I should get a dog is because that dog would help me save money.
No! Because you're... First of all, French bulldogs are expensive, so you're going to be spending this much money, X amount of money, thousands of dollars to buy it. The shots... The surgeries, all of this stuff that they need to do. They need to get their tubes tied. They need to get fixed. They need to get all this stuff.
I'm getting a boy.
You still have to cut something. Something's going to be cut.
Yeah, I didn't know. What are you snipping, though? I don't know. I guess all dogs, what? You got to get them a vasectomy?
You
got to
get their balls chopped off.
All right.
Okay.
I can do it at home. Go ahead.
Okay, Dexter. Okay. Next, You were just bitching yesterday about how much groceries are at Wegmans. You think groceries are expensive now? Try buying dog food twice a month for your dog. It's like $50 a pop. No, absolutely not.
Oh, but if I love the dog, I wouldn't mind feeding it. Keep going.
Also, I think it's selfish of you to get a dog if you live in an apartment. There, I said it. You need a house if you're going to buy a dog.
What difference does it make? You know how big my apartment is? 900 square feet of space is plenty for a tiny dog. By the way, guys, how much does a Frenchie cost? Let me see. How much?
A couple grand.
Frenchie cost. Hold on a second. Does Lollipop Farm?
You can rescue a Frenchie, though, but.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Does Lollipop Farm have Frenchies? The cost of a French bulldog can range from $50 to $10,000. I can't imagine anything good is happening with $50.
Literally. Well, that's probably if you adopt and you have to pay adoption
fees. $10,000?
Yes. Yes.
Holy crap.
Can I go on? You live on the third floor and you're not going to take that dog out in the middle of the night, especially when it's learning to potty train. Also, it's a safety issue. You know how many break-ins you have at your house, at your apartment complex a night? What, you're taking Rufus out and it's 3 a.m. and now everyone's smashing everyone and now your dog's being held hostage? It's a safety issue at this point.
It's dramatic. I mean, there was 2 break-ins in 3 months. It's, you know, that's everywhere.
And there's more to come. So let's just call it for what it is. You need to be willing. Here's my biggest thing. I have PTSD. You need to be willing to train said dog. Dog needs to be trained. And it's not going to be no easy feat doing it in a third-story apartment building.
I mean, oh my God. We would play together. We'd have so much fun together. I got no problem training a dog. But I just think of the companionship. I come home. She runs up to me.
Where do you have grass near you? You don't. Me. You live in the middle of the city.
Right across the street.
I think it's a horrible idea. It's a long-term commitment, which we all know you have issues with. Call it for what it is.
What's the life expectancy of a Frenchie?
It's shorter, too, because of all of their health issues.
Oh, that's perfect, then.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Okay, Moose, you can get one for $1,500. I got 2 Frenchies at home. God, you know what also? They're small. Yeah, they're small dogs. And the reason, too, I like Frenchies is I don't think they shed whatsoever. So they're clean. Of course, yes, the whole pooping all over the floor would probably get to me.
This person says, why don't you start with fostering? Get your fill on it, figure it out, see how it's going to go, and then move on.
Yeah, so if you do, I think they do these trials over at Lollipop Farm. You can go for a day, pick up a dog, take it around town, hang out with it for like 5 hours, what have you, and then bring it back. I think that, you know, you take it for a test run.
Lollipop Farm has their own version of Big Brothers, Big Sisters. And you can go and do that and bond with the dog. Jenna from Chile's here. Breezy is so stressed over this. What if Breezy came home and her girlfriend had a new Frenchie and they were just chilling? Right. I would lose my mind.
Oh,
I
my
would
God.
Absolutely lose my mind.
I don't know. I'm really considering this, you guys. I'm trying to get out of my comfort zone. You know, I need the responsibility of looking after something other than myself.
Everything you've ever had has died. Tina's died. All your fish have died. Snickers ended up passing away as well.
Snickers was 13 years old.
Don't bring Snickers into this.
Hello, PXY.
Hi. Can I please talk to them about this dog thing?
It's us. We are them. Oh, my God. You are live, and it's us.
Oh, my God.
What's your name?
Guys.
Hi, I love you too. What's your name?
Caitlin.
Caitlin, don't swear and tell us what you need to say.
Caitlin.
Yeah, it's really hard for me to not swear.
I know.
Just real quick, Caitlin, do I get the Frenchie or do I not?
No.
Okay, a Frenchie is my dream dog, okay? But I will not get one. I've fostered one. They're so cute. They make the cutest noises. But they're nightmares and they're so sick all the time.
Yep.
And they're super inbred. And my advice to you, I have 2 dogs. I have 7 cats.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you're a cat lady.
So when you said, oh, someone will watch my animals, no, they won't. They say that they will not. You have to pay every time. My husband and I pay thousands of dollars so we can go away for a week for someone to watch all these animals.
Mm-hmm.
The dogs are the most expensive. The cats, you just leave food down. They're great.
Right.
If you want a healthy dog, you have to get a mutt. They have 2 mutts. They're fine all the time. They're great. You cannot buy a Frenchie. Mitts are so expensive. Please don't buy a Frenchie. That's Please. It. I love them. But if you want a super healthy dog, you need a Heinz 57 dog. Like, you don't know what it is.
A Heinz 57? The heck is that?
It's like the Heinz 57. They use 57 tomatoes. Like,
no, I understand that. But what is a Heinz 57 dog?
It's just like they don't know what they are. It's a mutt.
82 different breeds in it.
Like, okay, yeah, that sounds even healthier.
Oh, my God.
All right, Caitlin.
If you're never home, don't get a dog. Like, Please. They're super cute to pet, but they're a lot of work.
You're telling me that I can't leave a dog in a crate for 2 weeks.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I'm tempted to sometimes, but I don't.
My father just texted in, get a girlfriend.
Hey, it's Devins, and I've got random facts for you every hour, every afternoon that'll make you go, wait, what? Starting at 3 today on 98PXY.
She's confident, bold, and she thinks she has all the answers. BXY Mornings present Rochester's favorite game,
Chance Beat Breezy!
585-252-9800, we're looking for a color 8. All right, this is for a pair of tickets, you guys, to go see Titanic live if you're interested in seeing the ship sink all over again at Kodak Hall at Eastman Theater. This is for a Friday night, February 21st. All right, we got to go to the phones because we are looking for caller APXY. Who's this?
Hello?
Hi, yes. Good morning. Who's this?
Hi, my name's Kimberly.
Kimberly,
what
calling
up, Kimmy.
Kimberly, what town would you be representing this morning for Campy Breezy?
Livonia.
Livonia on the board. Caller 8! Yay! All right, Kimberly, first things first, I need you to talk some trash to Breezy, who's 7-5.
Okay, well, if she's 7-5, then I maybe can talk some trash, but I would say she has been pretty good at her answers. I would laugh a couple times at her other answers, but I really can't talk any trash because she's a great human being.
Well, tell her that her parents don't love her.
No, she's not going to do that.
Her parents do love her.
That's right, Kimberly. Oh, they do. Guys, they love me so much.
You guys suck. All right, today's trivia, today's theme
good
is...
Good luck, Kimmy.
You're going to want to hear this, Breeze.
Oh.
Today's theme is... Titanic.
Right.
Oh,
all right, Breezy's leaving the room, and the rules are very simple, Kimberly. You get 5 seconds to answer each question. If you end in a tie with our girl Breezy, you automatically get the win. Let's go to question one. Kimberly, what year did the Titanic sink?
Oh, crap. Titanic sinking. I couldn't even tell you. 1876.
All right. We're going with 1876. All right, Kimberly, question number two. In what ocean did the Titanic sink?
Hang on.
The ocean. Right,
no,
of course.
I think it's the Pacific Ocean.
All right, going with the Pacific Ocean. All right, let's go to question number three. Kimberly, who directed the 1997 Titanic movie? Very famous director in Hollywood. Who directed it?
Well, it wasn't Leonardo DiCaprio. He was in the movie.
That's right, yes.
I don't even know.
3 seconds.
I don't even know.
Do you want to just go with as your final answer? Time is up. Okay, let's move on. Question number four. Kimberly, who played the character of Jack in the Titanic movie?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
All right. That's a great guess. And question number five. Kimberly, think back to the movie. What color is Rose's dress when she wants to jump off the boat? Right. She was getting ready to jump off the ship. What color was her dress?
I want to say like a maroonish, like kind of like a deep burgundy.
A deep burgundy?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll put you down for deep burgundy. All right. Let's bring our girl Breezy back into the room. We're going to tally these up for you. All right, Kimberly, looking at the score, you have a total of... One out of five. Okay.
Oh, Kimmy, what happened?
Kimmy, sit tight.
I don't know.
Sometimes
the wheels are coming off.
Sometimes that's all you need to beat a girl. All right, Kimmy, I'm putting you on hold real quick. Breezy, question number one. What year did the Titanic sink?
1942.
All right, let's go to question number two. Question two, Breezy, in what ocean did the Titanic sink in?
Atlantic.
Putting you down for the Atlantic. Question number three, who directed the 1997 Titanic movie? Famous Hollywood director. You have 3 seconds.
Steven Spielberg.
All right. Question four, Breezy. Who played the character of Jack in the Titanic movie?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
And
question
number five. This is a tough one. What color is Rose's dress when she's getting ready to jump off the boat? What color dress is she wearing?
I feel like it's blue.
Clock is ticking.
It's white.
All right, let's go to the board. Hey, let's check back in with our girl, Kimberly. How you doing over there, Kimberly? Are you okay?
Oh, I'm doing good, but I think she won.
All right, well, let's go to the board. All right, our girl, Kimberly, got 1 out of 5. And our girl, Breezy, got 2 out of 5. She's our winner!
No! Are you kidding me?
Breezy is now officially...
What did I get right?
8 and 5. Let's go through the board. The Titanic sank in 1912, ladies. Kimberly said 1876. Breezy said 1942. Both are way off.
Way off. Well, the way you reacted, I thought I got it right. I was like, if that's crazy. But okay, keep going.
The Titanic sank in the Atlantic Ocean.
Mm-hmm.
James Cameron is the director of the Titanic.
I don't know who that is.
Kimberly said the director, that is not correct. And let's go over to question four. Yes, both of you got Leonardo DiCaprio played the character of Jack in the Titanic movie. And Rose's dress was the color of red, bright red.
Oh, I knew that.
I would say burgundy was technically a color of that red.
Yeah, well, I can't give it to you. I was looking for actually the color red, but that's okay. Stay on hold. We're still going to hook you up with a little something, Kimberly. But before we do that, I need you to say... My name is Kimberly from Livonia, and I can't beat Breezy.
My name is Kimberly from Livonia, and I can't beat Breezy.
Tough scene, Kimmy.
Rochester's number one hit music morning show wants to hear from you. Call or text Moose and Breezy at 585-252.
So, how many of you are in a relationship with someone who wants nothing to do with Valentine's Day? It is the day of love, but not everyone is going to get shot with Cupid's arrow.
No, they are not.
And I'm sorry to have to be the one to deliver that bad news, but we asked this question earlier in the show. The phones lit up, and there was this one guy who stood out to us. His name was Steven, and we were not expecting a guy to call in for this segment, but, you know, he sounded like a real hopeless romantic.
And yes.
You know what it is, Breezy? The world needs more men who are in touch with their feelings.
Right. And like, I feel like that's our guy, to be honest.
It's me.
I was talking about Steven.
Yeah.
Right.
Hi, good morning, Steven.
Hey, guys. So I heard what you were talking about. And with regards to that, I know one person who wants nothing to do with Valentine's Day.
Oh, please share.
Okay.
Please share with us, Steven.
Are we live right now?
God, I hope so.
No.
Yeah, I mean, I heard what you guys were talking about, and I decided I had to call in because I've been dating my girlfriend for 5 months, and I made all these like plans for Valentine's Day, you know, and she told me on Monday that she hopes I didn't make plans because she hates Valentine's Day. So, I mean, that was kind of like disappointing to hear because I've looking forward.
How many times in your life, Steven, have you heard a woman tell you that they hate Valentine's Day?
Yeah, what?
I don't feel like I've heard that much because it's like all about them.
Right.
So what are the plans you made?
So, you know, I made plans to have drinks at my house before dinner. Mm-hmm. And then I made reservations at Artisan Works, which is like, I don't know if you guys know it. It's like this dinner and dancing event.
I didn't know anything about it. What are they? So what is it? You just go to dinner and then they have a DJ after? Or is it slow dancing?
Yeah. She loves dancing. And like, I'm going to get her flowers. And when I told her I had like all this plan, she was like, no, you better not. I don't want to do anything on Valentine's Day. And it's always been a tradition that I spend it with Dylan. And
the hell's like, Dylan?
So Dylan is her best friend from college, and they've like always been single on Valentine's Day, so they just always spend it together. But, you know, she's not single anymore. Right. But, yeah, I mean, so I just feel like an idiot because, like, I already spent this money to, like, you know, it's Valentine's Day. They always have to, like, you know, you have to, like, prepay.
Have you met Dylan? Let's go back.
I mean, I met him one time, but we didn't really have a conversation.
Okay.
Okay, so she's choosing to opt out with celebrating Valentine's Day with you so she could spend it with this guy named Dylan, who she's always spent it with because she's known him since college. Am I getting this right? Is that right?
Yeah, okay. And in fairness, because they've both always been single on Valentine's Day.
Okay, but they're not now. So yeah,
right. So what was your response to that? I'm sure you didn't just brush it off, Steven.
I was like, I get that he's your friend, but I mean, you're not single anymore, so why not celebrate this like holiday about love?
Right.
You guys have been dating how long? 5 months, you said.
5 months.
Okay, 5 months, you said. And so she knows that you guys are committed. You guys are committed. You're together. Or is it more of, has this been more of a casual thing?
Well, I mean, you know, I don't know.
That sounds super promising, Steven. No.
I mean, we like, you know, we've had some conversations, but not like.
Do you do everything a couple would do? Like, have you discussed?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So in your mind, you guys are together.
Yes.
Do you fear that with this response about the Valentine's Day extravaganza, she doesn't feel that way?
No, I mean, I that's not crossed my mind. I mean, I do so much for her. You know, I'm always there for her. Like, I kind of plan everything around her. So, yeah.
Doesn't really sound like she's super there for you, but all right.
Yeah, I would find some more, not to scare you, but I'd dig a little deeper and get some more info on who this Dylan guy is. But anyway, so now what's the plan?
Well, I'm just kind of confused, like if I should cancel all the plans I made because I already spent the money or if I should just go by myself.
Do you have a nice friend from college named Danielle that you can take? Like, I don't.
Yeah, Steven, honestly, you've spent the money. Go to Artisan Works, man. Dinner and dancing. Maybe you'll meet somebody single there. If your girl doesn't want to join you, then
that's, you know, on her.
That's on her, man. It sounds like you really went through a lot of trouble to plan all this.
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
What is your gut telling you? You got a bad feeling about this? Be honest.
I mean, now I do. I didn't before.
Thanks. Aren't you glad you called in? Let's brainstorm here and figure out what we can do. I would sit down and have a conversation with her because it really does seem like this is important to you, is it not? Am I just shooting in the dark here?
No, it is important. It is important.
Because, it is important.
Yeah.
If this wasn't important to you, dude, you wouldn't have. I mean, how much are these tickets at Artisan Works? Like 80 something bucks?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, you
bought, you blew 160. So what? happening here?
I know.
I'm confused and I want you to have the best outcome. Listen, don't shoot the messenger. I'm just spitballing here. Invite Dylan, you know, three-way.
Invite Dylan.
I wouldn't do that.
Have a thruple?
Yeah. I mean, if she can't leave his side on V-Day, invite Dylan.
Is this the first time she's ever canceled on you to hang out with this guy?
No, she's done it in the past.
Right.
Well, I don't know what to tell you, Steven.
I don't either. This is...
I do have good news, though. We do have a girl by the name of Lindsay that's texting in and was like, I'm more than happy to go to celebrate Valentine's Day with Steven. She goes, I got no plans. You want to ask her what she looks like?
Yes.
Text us back. What do you look like?
What's the vibe?
What are your numbers?
What's your digits? Oh, my goodness.
Steven if it doesn't work out with this girl, continue to do you. Go ahead, take yourself out on dates, whether it's doing it alone on Valentine's Day. Hell, I would never do that. But if that's what you got
to
do,
you do what
on
you
Friday
need to
night,
do.
Next Friday night, then do it, man. But I would find some more All info right. about this this Dylan guy and who he is. I've seen this movie, buddy. It doesn't end well.
It doesn't. Or you can just fully lean into it and just launch the throuple. Hard launch on V-Day.
Oh, thanks, guys.
All right, man. Good luck. Hey,
he keep goes, thanks for nothing.
Keep us posted, okay, will you?
All right, I will.
All right, let us know what's going on with Dylan. Thanks, man. Have a good day.
You too.
Oof.
Woof.
That's rough. Good guy, though.
Good guy. Good heart. Good family.
Yeah. Texts are coming in right now, 585-252-9800. If you guys were in Steven's shoes, would you, knowing that the girl you've been with for 5 months decided to opt out in celebrating the most romantic day of the year with you so she can go do it with her best friend, Dylan? By the way, we probably should have asked if this guy was gay or not. That probably would have been an important question.
Yeah, I feel like that we really did ourselves a disservice by not asking those hard-hitting questions.
No.
Because if he was gay, it would be a no threat option,
but
you know? But still, yeah.
Why would you do that? This listener just texted in and said, OMG, I will take this guy over my boyfriend who literally told me we can't celebrate Valentine's Day until the end of March when he has more time.
Yeah,
well, he's an entrepreneur, drives Uber on the side.
He's a business owner.
Yeah. What's up, guys? I've been with my husband for 6 years. Never once has he gotten me flowers or a card because he says it's a commercial holiday that's stupid. And I've just learned to accept that. We've been together 10 years, married for 4.
I am so sick and tired of the commercial holiday. Like, you can, oh my God, are people brain dead? You can celebrate Valentine's Day without buying things. You can make things. You can have a nice dinner at home.
Crazy. Like, I used to go all out.
Like, get even, a grip.
Even when I didn't have money, okay? I was dating this this girl way back when, all right? We're kind of doing the long distance thing. I lived in LA. She lived in San Jose, right? So before she got home from work, I'm at her place, and I'm like, oh, I'm gonna give her the best Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. I got her a beautiful bouquet from Costco, okay? The chocolates, I made dinner that was stuffed peppers, ready to go.
Uh-huh.
Her father, a couple of years back, had passed away. So I found a really nice picture of the two of them together. I blew it up. I framed it.
Beautiful.
It was awesome.
It cost you what, like $20?
No, this was kind of expensive.
Okay, never mind. I was trying to prove the point.
I dropped a pretty penny, whether it was at home or not.
Okay.
Because the stuff I got was very nice. And a couple months later, I was at her place, and the picture I got her of her and her dad was just tucked under her bed. I was like,
are you serious?
I thought she was going to hang it up. She threw it under her
bed. Oh, I thought you hung it for her. No,
she put it under her bed. She's like, I'm going to hang this in a nice spot. Okay.
Underneath my bed.
Yeah. Next time I went over there, it's under her bed, collecting dust.
It's literally a command strip from behind the headboard. Like,
I'm like, well, you know, I thought you were going to pay tribute to your dad. I guess this is a good place for it, under the bed.
You're like, if you hate your dad, just say so. You know what I mean?
So, I don't know. I mean, maybe that's why. This was a nice therapy session. Maybe that's why I don't like Valentine's Day.
Be sure to spoil your plant, Tina, this upcoming Friday.
98PXY.
How would you like to win $5,000 cash?
I just won $5,000.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. I regret moving in with my lazy, unemployed boyfriend. No one cares that your kid made the honor roll. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There I Said It on the number one hit music station, 98BXY.
All right, let's spit some hot fire before we wrap this show up in a little bow, huh? All right, let's do it. 585-252-9800 for There I Said It. Let's get right into it. Brian was texting in first, who says, have you guys ever seen Stranger Things? If so, I think it sucks. There I Said It. It's a hot take, Brian. I love
saying that shows suck that everybody loves.
Right.
Like White Lotus sucks. There I said it.
That show is pretty bad.
Everybody loves it, though. I don't get it.
You know, I watched the first season, and I'm like, All right.
Okay.
I'm over it. No need to continue. That's it.
They're like, season two is sick. I'm like, I'm so good on that. Thank you, though.
Hey, guys. Good morning. So, Steven from your last call, not good. Who is going to break the news to him that his girlfriend is hooking up with her friend? You don't cancel Valentine's Day with your boyfriend to hang out with your best guy friend unless you're banging him. There, I said it.
Yikes,
well said.
Yikes. Yikes.
Well said, Trina.
Trina.
Very well said, Trina.
Oh,
thank you so much.
Thank you. Can I do mine for today?
Yeah.
The phrase that people have been using recently, I'm just a girl, infuriates me. There, I said it. I'm literally just a girl. Am I going to turn into a raging feminist right now? Maybe. But like you sitting there and being like, I'm just a girl. You're literally like putting yourself back 50 years. So what are you saying? You're not capable of doing anything because you're just a girl? And girls are saying this about themselves. Maybe I'm looking way too far into it. But like you being like, I can't. I'm just a girl. Like, huh?
No, they're only saying that when the ship is sinking and they want to get on the last lifeboat. Because I'm just a little boy.
Okay, that's... I'm...
I'm just a little boy. All right, let's... I think mine for today is eating alone at a restaurant is one of the best experiences someone can have. There, I said it. There's nothing screams confidence than sitting in a busy restaurant alone on a Saturday night. You know what I mean?
That's or loneliness, but yeah, pop off. Nothing. You belly up at the bar at Tony D's.
I'll read Kristen's text. Guys, it's Kristen. I think I found Breezy's missing hubcap from Monday.
Right.
Kristen, call us, 585-252-9800. You know the number. Just text, call us in. Call right now. We got to figure out where this hubcap is. If you guys have seen Breezy's hubcap, because right now...
Well, there's two missing, so...
Now there's two. You look like you're total white trash.
I know. It's so bad. The hubcap saga has been really one for the books ever since Monday. And honestly, I'm regretting everything. Yeah.
So now you have two missing hubcaps. We're looking for both of them. Monday was a day from hell for you. I feel
100%.
Hello, PXY.
Good morning. It's Kristen.
Kristen.
What's up, Quigs? How are we doing?
Hey, good. How are you guys?
What's the vibe?
Breezy, I think I can help.
Okay.
I had to leave my house quite early this morning, around 6 a.m.
Okay.
Of course, I didn't have my glasses on. It was dark, but I saw what I thought was a man walking his little corgi dog. I always see them in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
However, the corgi dog was shiny this morning. So not a corgi dog. This gentleman was trudging through the snow holding one singular hubcap.
No. No. He took my hubcap, one of them.
He took your hubcap. He was on Highland Ave, and he just darted away into a neighborhood. So,
wow. Did you go after him?
I did not go after him. I would have been late for work, but...
The
hubcap hunting. There. Oh, my God.
As a single woman in the dark, I would have gone after this guy.
I'm sure you would have, Moose.
Gotta get just that like, hubcap.
Absolute hero. Absolute hero. Well, okay. I wish
what direction?
You had a little more information for us.
What direction did he head in? North? South?
What direction? I don't even know what direction I drive.
Okay. No, literally. That's right. Fine. Interesting. Well.
Somebody's got this hubcap. We're going to find it.
I need. One or both or what? I know where the one is. It's on. It's right off a. East Henrietta Road,
all right, guys,
Jefferson. So.
Listen, Breezy drives a Nissan Sentra, okay? She's missing two hubcaps, so she is officially white trash. She's garbage.
It's so bad.
That is white trash, Breezy.
Literally is, and I'm not even going to sit here and defend myself because it fully is, and I just ordered a couple new ones. I just got word that they're halting all packages from China, so it doesn't look like I'm getting a hubcap anytime soon.
Yeah,
of course.
It's those tariffs, you know? We can blame the tariffs.
It's really tough.
If you guys find a hubcap and you think it might belong to Breezy, 585-252-9800. Boy, do we have a prize waiting for you. Thank you so much for your call.
You are welcome, guys. Have a great day.
You as well. Thanks.
Bye, Quigs.
Bye.
We're going to have a line of people outside with hubcaps that don't fit your vehicle.
Somehow I just like don't feel any better, unfortunately.
No. And then Rochelle texted and was like, hi, guys. Good morning. I think Moose should 100% get a dog. There, I said it.
Rochelle, put a trap in. Put your... No. You just had a stroke. I'm so against it.
I'm
put a sock in it.
I guess I shouldn't get a Frenchie. It only costs $10,000.
I go, you can't get a French Bulldog, Moose. They have so many health issues. He goes, I'm not getting a French Bulldog, Breeze. I'm getting a Frenchie. I'm like, send help.